Mr. Fix-It has the day off, so it's Mrs. Break-It. I'm in for him. I'm Wendy Snyder, and welcome to House Smarts Radio. We have some experts with me, thank God. We have Rich Dykstra here, HVAC. Is it HVAC or HVAC?
Either way.
What do you say?
HVAC.
Okay. I don't want to sound like a know-it-all and then say it wrong.
Nobody knows what it is anyway.
Okay. It is heating.
Heating, ventilating, and air conditioning.
All right. I would have not gotten the ventilating one. But all right. Rich Dykstra is here. He's an HVAC expert and a Carrier Hall of Famer. Explain this.
Yes, I am. You're nominated by your distributor. There's only about now probably about 70 of us across the country.
Wow.
That have achieved that level. It's
congratulations.
It's an honor. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
All right, we have Mike Epping, who I seem to work with a lot when I fill in for Hochberg or for Lou.
Yeah, definitely.
Co-owner of Center Guard Plumbing, so thank you for coming up this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to have a long day, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'll be around a while.
You are here working with me, and then you're going to be on Hochberg's show, Home Sweet Home Chicago.
7 hours.
Oh,
here
yeah.
Here we go.
Marathon.
Overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And John Rubino, welcome back. A Cobblestone Remodeling. You're a carpenter, and it was such a pleasure walking in and seeing you. I haven't seen you since the last time I filled in for Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning to
glad
you.
To be here.
So a carpenter, a plumber, and an HVAC guy walk into a bar. I hope one of them ducked. Air duct. Oh, I didn't even mean to do that.
Oh. Wow.
Good morning, everybody. All right. And Iridian is here playing the part of Lindsay. And Bob Ferguson is here. And we have a phone number that I'm going to throw your way. I know Lou has a toll-free number, and we're not using that one today. Because if you call it, Lou's not here to answer it. So 312-981-7200. This first hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Toro. And please feel free to call us or text us 312-981-7200. Let's go around the room, first of all. And Rich, why don't you tell people how they can contact you? You're retired, though.
I'm retired.
How can people contact whoever? who are you throwing this to?
If they have questions, they can reach out to me. And I'll answer their questions for them. It's rich.dykstra.llc@gmail.com.
All right. And so when did you retire?
I retired in November, basically
this
past year. Yeah, brand
so
new.
What are you doing with yourself?
I'll tell you what, it's amazing how fast the day goes by. I feel bad for my wife because all the stuff that had to be done around the house, she had to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. And I'm involved with the Elks, and I keep busy.
Congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
And Mike, Center Guard Plumbing, a very interesting thing happened. I have this faucet that I absolutely adore, and it's leaking like crazy. And you said, you know what, you can text us a picture of it, and we can figure out what kind of cartridge you need, and what a great service.
Yeah, no, it makes it very smooth for the customers. But what I like about it the most is, you know, it's efficient for us, but it saves the customer the service call.
It really does
huge.
Make sense.
Right, because if we come out and we don't have the part on the truck, which happens,
yeah,
you're going to incur that service call, and then you're going to pay a second time.
For you
and,
to come back
yeah,
with the
to
piece.
Come back and actually make the repair, and that's not just us. That would be any company. So this is just a way to keep the price down.
I've never heard of that before. I think it's a really smart idea.
Yeah, I came up with it, I think, in April, and so far, so good. It's been going very smooth.
And I guess you could ballpark, I was going to say, can you ballpark an estimate? And
absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, we're quoting water heaters, faucets, you know, showers. We just put a number on a full bathroom remodel. You know, obviously, with a job that big, we're leaving some room. So we gave the person two numbers. You know, it could be this, it could be that. But
and you never know what you're going to uncover
exactly
when you
once
get there.
We open it up.
Yeah. All right, how do people reach you at Center Guard Plumbing?
They can call us at 847-406-8883 or reach us at wgnplumber.com.
All right. And John Rubino, Cobblestone Remodeling. I think we're going to have a question for you guys already. But now, how do people get a hold of you? And you do any project, correct?
Yeah, we're a full service construction company. We say remodeling, but we do everything, especially kitchens and baths, windows, siding. We are very good with James Hardy. They always come
out. Oh, yeah, the Hardy board, yeah.
Yes. Actually, I think we're doing Lou's house right now as well.
I have a very old house that was built in 1890, and I was going back and forth, should we put the Hardy board on there, or should we get it painted? And there's a lot of detail and fish scales, so we went with the painting. It's not going to last nearly as long as the Hardy board would be.
Hardy is a really good product.
Yeah. And that's fiber cement or something?
Yes, yes it is. And it's also fireproof.
Oh, yeah. We had asbestos siding on our house because, what was it, the 50s? People were walking around and saying, hey, we could put this siding on your house, and it's fireproof, and insulation is great, and but it's going to give you cancer years down the road. So
as long as you don't touch it.
Right. But I didn't like the look. They're flat, wide planks, right. So... we decided our neighbor had a very old house and took it off, not himself. We had to hire a whole crew to come out there wearing the hazmat suits and everything. And he's like, why don't you try it? And I'm like, because I don't know what's underneath it. And we removed the asbestos siding, and this beautiful original clapboard was there. Only two spots that needed to be fixed. Wow. We were so lucky.
And now you're painting it.
Yes. And I, you know, yeah, it's always something.
Yes.
All right, 312-981-7200. That's the number to call, and we have our experts standing by. I'm going to make stuff up if I don't know. So I'm somewhat handy. John Rubino is here from Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. I'm going to look at your ring during the break.
Okay.
It's 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, and I'm here with the experts, thank God. Rich Dykstra is here if you have any HVAC questions, Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing, and John Rubino from Cobblestone Remodeling. And let me throw the phone number out there. Since Lou isn't here, we're not doing the toll-free number today. It's 312-981-7200. It's still House Smarts Radio, and we'll take our first call this morning. This is Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Thanks for taking
my call.
Sure.
Yeah. So I've got a house that was built in the late 50s. It has the same bathtub in it, and the finish is worn off, and it's got a lot of stains, and I would love to replace it, but I have to do it economically. So I was just wondering if anybody had any recommendations.
All right.
Well, I had, this is Rich Dykstra, I had my own tub refinished. Miracle Method, which I think is the sponsor in David's show, came out. It was a three-day process, and it was my tub was a Whirlpool tub. They took out all the jets, took out all the switches, refinished it, and you can't tell that there was ever a Whirlpool tub. And I asked him, I said, what was cast iron? He said, we could do the same thing to cast iron. So it might be worth, you know, worth a call to Miracle Method. I don't have their phone number, but we can get it for you. If you want to, we'll get your number and give you a call after the show with the number.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, so it typically is cheaper to resurface than replace, correct?
Yeah, if you don't have to tear the tub out, and I think, John, you'll back that up. I mean, if you got to tear the walls out and... redo the tile.
If it's an old tub, and depends on the tiles, you can tear the tub out without replacing the whole bathroom.
But it still would possibly be more money to do that than resurface.
Because resurfacing is pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Sometimes it depends on the tub, like I said. If it's an old cast iron, it's easy to break with a sledgehammer.
Right.
So you don't have to break any walls.
There you go.
You just have to make enough room to put the new tub in. And sometimes it is cheaper to put a new tub, you know.
Keeping in mind, I'm a heating contractor, so I defer to the knowledge.
All right. Well, Terry, it is miraclemethod.com. That is the website. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
You as well. I kind of should have asked him what he's doing up so early. I know why you guys are up so early, because we're working. But other than that, who gets up this early on a Saturday morning?
Not me.
I know.
Not me, for sure.
Well, I hope you brought your little mats. We'll take a nap, right after the show. Actually, we can't, because Mike Epping is also going to work on Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. You have a long day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. I'm
By
glad
that time, all the streets will be closed, so good luck getting home.
Are you going to do the marathon tomorrow, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just keep it going. All right. HVAC question from 847. I have mice getting into the closed area where the wires are and eating through them. We have plugged up every hole we can see, but they still get in. It's a GE product, about 6 years old. What can I do? Is there an AC unit that is mouse-proof?
Not usually. We don't usually see where mice get into it, but if they do, if you find an opening, plug it with steel wool. They do not like steel wool. They can't eat it. That's the only real cure for it.
I hate mice. I think they're super cute and everything, but I don't want to share my house with them. And I have called Rose Pest Solutions. They're a sponsor here as well. And they do an amazing job. My original guy walked around the whole house, the crawl space, everything, every single solitary hole he saw. He put the steel wool in there. I did have to resort to using some poison because I'm sorry, guys. I just can't live with the mice. Although I was watering my tomato plants the other day, and when I reached under the house to turn the spigot on, I saw something peek out at me behind the siding, and it was the cutest little mouse ever. But that mouse is somewhere in my basement right now, isn't it?
Probably.
God.
And so, if you need an outside spigot, I mean, we do have to charge if there's a mouse there. That's a little extra.
That's extra.
If he's
Definitely.
Living there, I mean, I
charge
have
for
to.
The protein.
He's
yeah.
so
That's fair,
cute.
Right, John?
I'll tell you, though, he scared the heck out of me because this little head popped out, and it's like, is that a snake? Oh, my God, I don't know. But it's amazing to me. There's hardly any room behind that siding in the back, but mice can get in anywhere.
Lady that works for me.
Smaller than a pencil.
Lady that works for me killed 104 mice in her house. She called Orkin. They had to come out four times. They were coming in everywhere.
That's unreal.
Drove her nuts.
Well, yeah, 104.
We
one
got
is
a birthday
too many.
Cake with all little mice on it. Drove her nuts.
Now, that's one David would say sell the house, and that might apply.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's pretty bad. But now, is there something that can be sprayed up behind the insulation to...
It has to be rubber, though, not foam, because they'll eat right through it. But if it's a rubber solution, which there is that... then it'll seal it. And actually, it's even good because no wind, no nothing goes
yeah.
through it.
Or water, too.
Yes.
He was pretty cute. I named him Mickey, of course.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They do not like to chew through that black stuff that it's a spray.
Uh-huh.
They don't like to chew through that. So they stay away from this.
And what is this?
It's a sealant. It's made for, like, roofs to go behind shingles.
Uh-huh.
You can spray it right between the...
The siding and
yes.
the wall,
yes.
and the mice don't like the smell, or
no,
what?
No, not mice, not cockroaches. They just don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse. I'd have to go cockroaches.
Me too.
Oh, yeah me too.
That's
no
it. Doubt. Well, see, we'd like your opinion on this, listeners. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And we will take your text questions and phone calls. John Rubino is here, at Carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling. Mike Epping, plumber, Center Guard Plumbing. And Rich Dykstra, an HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. I think, can we take a break now? Let me just see. We're going to do one more text here. What are the steps to get the air out of water lines? I replaced my hot water heater, and now my kitchen sink has lower pressure. Thanks, Joe. Any advice for Joe?
Yeah. Joe, what I would do is, first of all, go to your lowest fixture in the home and start there. Open that fixture up. Preferably, it's a laundry tub faucet because they don't have aerators on them generally. And, you know, anytime you have plumbing or you do it yourself in that home, you're going to want to start at the lowest point where you don't have an aerator. And then, obviously, you can move on from the basement to the first floor to the second floor. And after that, you're really going to have to take those aerators off and clean them out. Like when we install a water heater, we generally don't run any water through the fixtures in the home except the laundry tub to start with. So if they started at their kitchen faucet or their shower, you know, it's going to clog up either your shower head or your aerator, and they just twist off and you can just clean them out.
Yeah, ours are pretty gunky. We've got to do that. White vinegar, would that work just to soak it in there?
It just depends, you know, if it's calcium or what is actually causing it or rust. But CLR also works, but you've got to read the label.
It's white and crusty.
That's calcium. Okay. So, yeah, you should be fine.
Older homes,
with
it's worse. Older homes, it's worse, too.
Yeah. Galvanized pipes, anytime you shut the water down and get air in there, you're going to have sediment moving through the line. So I would just start at the laundry and work your way up. And if you need help with that, you could always reach out at 847-406-8883.
Good luck to you, Joe. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some news. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini today, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We are broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio today. And since Lou is not here, we're not going to use the toll-free number for today only, 312-981-7200. We have John Rubino in the studio, carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, plumber with CenterGuard Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra. He's our HVAC expert today. And I questioned, why would you be up this early on a Saturday morning? Wendy, I am up this early because I heard you were filling in for Lou, and I wanted to hear you. I can only listen till 7, so try to be funny.
Nice.
Okay. And 262, what is the name of that black sealant that we were talking about?
I can't remember the name. But
all right, we'll look it up and keep listening, 262. We had mentioned a black sealant that's used under roofing tiles.
It comes either black or transparent.
And you could, I have a little.
You could spray it and.
It's going to seal things up behind, we have siding in the back part of our house up against the concrete, so you could spray it up there?
Yes.
All right.
Is it possibly Flex Seal, John? Because that's a rubber-based product that's clear or black.
That's the name.
That is it? Okay.
Flex Seal.
Flex Seal, yes. Plumbers don't like it because people spray it all over their pipes, and it's really hard to get off, so trying to repair something that's, somebody's used Flex Seal on for us is bad, but for this application, it would be excellent.
Okay.
It's either that or they wrap tape around it.
Yep. Lots of that.
I've always Flex Seal. It stays forever.
Yeah. So you put it where you want it to stay forever. Yeah. That would be it. All right. We have a caller, 312-981-7200, and Edward is on the line. Hi, Edward. Where are you calling from this morning?
Formerly from Chicago, but I moved to Tampa in May.
Oh, nice weather?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
think it's going to be a long time before we get some cold weather over here. But yeah. I talked to somebody who said, maybe December, January.
Yeah, we'll be dying over here when you're, 60 degrees. I hope you have a hoodie, Edward.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Did you have a question for us this morning?
Yeah, I don't know how easy or hard this would be, but warm water or hot water, to be more specific, in my shower. I mean, everywhere else, like in the kitchen and the bathroom sink is fine, but for some reason, this place was remodeled, and there the water's not too hot, and it's for my mother. She prefers it to be hotter. How easy or hard is that to fix?
Should be fairly easy, and it might be something that you can actually do yourself, Edward. If it was a freshly remodeled bathroom with the plumber that put the new valve in, has anti-scald protection on it, and there's actually a setting, and by raising that setting from wherever it's at now, you can actually set that to a hotter temperature. That should take care of that problem if it's a new remodel.
Okay.
If it's, an older system, it's probably just needs a new cartridge, which again, you could either call somebody for that or you might be able to do it yourself if you're handy.
So this is the water heater he's going to turn up?
No, he's actually going to turn the actual setting in the shower valve. So by taking the handle off and the trim plate, he can actually go in there.
You're going to pick out the shower head?
No, it's all in the valve. So if you took the handle off and the trim plate, you'll see the cartridge in there. But on that cartridge, it's thermostatic. You can actually turn that depending on what type it is. And if you need help identifying the type of cartridge, if you take the handle and the trim off of that and take a picture and send it to us, I know you're in Florida, so you're obviously not going to be using us, but I can actually narrow that down and tell you what cartridge you need, or you can actually look it up and watch a YouTube video on how to change the temperature setting.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to try yourself, Edward, or no?
Probably not, although I do go to church, and as you know, in back of those bulletins, they have who on there, and I found somebody there, so I could always...
God is going to work on
them
your plumbing.
And, yeah. Well, it's good that we have faith in God, so we can say that. Yeah, we have faith in God, so...
Well, so find out what that cartridge is, and,
Right.
Yeah, just text me a picture, 847-406-8883, and we'll actually tell you what you need to look for, and you'll be able to see on YouTube how to actually make the repair.
Okay, let me just for backup, I'm close here.
Grab a pen.
847-406-8883.
Good luck to you, Edward.
847, give it to me again.
406-8883.
Okay, 847-406-8883.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bingo.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you, Edward. What's the number again? I'm just teasing. Larry has called us this morning as well. It's House Smarts Radio, Wendy and for Lou. How are you, Larry?
I'm fine. How are you folks? I love listening to you.
It's really a great show. I always listen when Lou is on because he knows the answer to everything. And I have the experts to help me out today, John, Mike, and Rich. And what is your question, Larry?
We bought a 1924 bungalow and took the carpet up, and all of the floors are perfectly hardwood, except one bedroom has black mastic on it. From the original carpet, not the one we took up that they put out in 72. It's older than that. How do we get that black mastic up without ruining the hardwood finish in the bedroom?
What is it now? It's black.
It's a black mastic. Basically, it's the glue that they put for linoleum. You can use very lightly paint remover. Just go very lightly and scrape it slowly, and it will not ruin the hardwood floor.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Yes. And
will
then
you still have to get it refinished
yes,
after that?
Yes, you have to get it refinished after that. But you can get all the gook and all that stuff out with the paint remover, because that's what we use also to clean trim on 100-year-old wood.
Larry, you are so lucky pulling up that carpet to reveal beautiful hardwood floors.
You'd be surprised how many people find that. Everybody used to put carpeting in the 60s and 70s and left the hardwood floors intact. Huh. It happened at our house as well, my father's house.
Yeah.
We took it out and the hardwood floors were perfect. Yeah.
It's just carpeting became very popular, right? That's why they did it. All right. Well, good luck to you, Larry, okay?
All righty. Thank you. What a wonderful show. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you so much. We will continue to take your calls at 312-981-7200. If you're listening and you say, no, Wendy, I know it's a toll-free number. It is when Lou is here, but today we're using the phone lines in the studio here, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and back with your calls here on 720 WGN. Our phone number to reach us in the studio, 312-981-7200. John Rubino is with us today. He's a carpenter. Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, he's a plumber, Center Guard Plumbing, and we have an HVAC expert with us today as well, Rich Dykstra. So we have a phone call this morning. Let's talk to Clark. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, sure. You have a question?
I do. So I have a basement bathroom, and the fan burned out. So I took the old fan out, and I put in a fan light combination, reconnect it, turn the breaker back on, turn it on, didn't work. Does this need a new switch? Like, is it because it's a light fan combo versus just the fan?
No. If it's a regular fan, doesn't matter if it's got the light switch or not. You have to check your wiring. You probably connected it wrong, or you have to. There's a plug inside the box that connects the light and the fan together. And there's also a switch. So check that. You have to turn it on in order to work. If your wiring are right, it doesn't matter if you use. It's always two wires, no matter what. So you can use a light with a fan with a light. It don't matter. You don't have to change the switch. But
so just a single pull switch is
right,
still okay.
Right.
All right.
Hey, Clark. I had a kitchen light fixture that I wanted to swap out myself, and there was a switch on each side of the kitchen, and I hooked it up wrong, and I guess I burned out the dimmer switch. Yes. Thankfully, it didn't cause a fire, but yeah, it should have been easier. And sometimes the wires are not just looking right at you.
Right. Check your wiring and make sure the plug is all the way in as well. There's a plug in the box. And the fan
Thanks.
Thank you, Clark. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I had an electrician come in, and the dimmer wouldn't work. And I said, do I need a new switch? And he said, yeah, sometimes they burn out. And then he went up there, and he goes, you did not do this correctly. So,
and too, with LED bulbs, sometimes you have to change the dimmer too.
Yeah, you need an upgraded dimmer, which is way more expensive now. Yep. I learned that the hard way, too. I really should keep the projects to the experts. That's what I should do. Kathy has called us this morning. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. Hi. I have a problem with every time when I do my laundry, I get a musty odor in the machine, and the mudroom doesn't have a window that I can open, and the pipes or whatever, the hoses go into the wall, and then they go down into the basement. So I've been trying all this stuff. I believe Lou had mentioned that concrobium.
Yeah, that's for mold. Where did
that's
you put that?
To spray in the, you know, like the gasket part. So I just don't know what to do, but it's very annoying because in order to go into the wash, to the powder room, you have to go through the mud room, and it's just very offensive odor.
Yeah, this is Rich, you might want to have a contractor check and make sure that your dryer vent is connected because it might come off the back of the dryer into the wall. And it's just blowing into the wall, or it's just blowing into the crawl space, and that's where
this is the washing machine.
Yeah, the washer.
Oh, the washing machine. Okay, yeah, that'd be in my room.
Well, you know, I've heard. I actually wrote down concrobium. I think that's what it is.
Concrobium.
Concrobium, and we had some mold in the attic that he said if you spray on it, it kills it instantly, and. Have you done a washing machine cleaner tablet? Because I never knew. Okay, because I never knew you had to clean your washing machine. I thought there's soap in there. So you've already tried that, huh?
Yeah, and it's a top, you know, it's a rig. It's not a, it's a top loader. And it's the second machine, so it's definitely, I don't know. I just can't figure it out.
My question to you, I mean, so you definitely had a mold issue?
No, he just told me that if you read on the bottle, it says it gets rid of musty odors as well.
Okay. I just thought maybe one of the hoses or your actual, you know, water lines might be leaking, you know, behind the wall, which could definitely cause that. But, you know, you might want to call, like, a restoration company.
Well, I don't know. Or a plumber, maybe.
Well, I'm a plumber.
Well, he is a plumber.
If you don't have an active water leak, that wouldn't. You know, without actual water leaking, you wouldn't have that smell. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, we also have another expert in the studio, and it's called Google. And the washing machine, did you say it's a front loading or top loader?
Top.
All right, because they're just saying that sometimes that rubber gasket, like if you pull that out, sometimes you will see mold or mildew behind there, and that might be contributing to the smell that you have, where it's not exactly a water leak or something, but it, you know, that the rubber gasket, there's a picture of it where they pulled it out, and there's really gross things behind there, so you might want to look into that.
So what did you Google then?
Honestly, here's what I did. How to clean mold out of a washing machine, and it's on thespruce.com.
Okay. All right, yeah, because...
There's also... How long have you had this problem?
Well, this is the second machine, so for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time. Okay, then I think it's your vent. Your vent might be clogged, and it's full of mold now.
Not the dryer.
It's the washing machine.
No, the vent, the actual vent when she's using the washing machine, when the water comes on and then it goes out, there's a vent that goes up into the roof. If that's clogged, it creates that because it backflows and air's coming back down, and that's why you're having that smell.
Mm-hmm. So who would I call?
Yeah, who would
handle? A plumber.
Okay. All right. But also, just look at, you know, thespruce.com. Look that up, and maybe there's some mold or mildew behind the gasket.
It could be something stuck in the vent.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
All right. Well, try the cheaper one first, Kathy.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, have a great one. All right, it's Wendy in for Lou Manfredini today. 312-981-7200. We have your calls. We have your texts. We have our experts, John Rubino from Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping from CenterGuard Plumbing, and we have our HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer Rich Dykstra with us today. And it's all happening on House Smarts Radio on 720. WGN. I want to say a special hello to Doc Emmerich this morning, former play-by-play NHL sportscaster, all-around great guy. He is listening and texted me. So, hi, Doc Emmerich. We are here with the experts, John Rubino, carpenter, Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, plumber, CenterGuard Plumbing, and HVAC expert Rich Dykstra in the studio with us today. We need three of you to sit in for one Lou Manfredini. And 312-981-7200 is the number to call. We have Ronnie on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning. Hi, guys. I have a question about CertainTeed siding. I know that's Hardy's competitor, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, about 10 years ago, we had this installed, and now the siding is separating and pulling away from the house. And I'm wondering if you could give me some information to get in touch with someone who could help us, or maybe you have a suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, I can send somebody. Where are you located?
I'm in Hinsdale.
Hinsdale?
And it's a townhome complex, and we all did this, and everybody's got the same problem.
Everybody's got the same problem.
Yeah.
You should check your warranty, because normally those are good for 25 years, whoever installed it. And the manufacturer, if it was done to code, according to what the manufacturer needs to do, then it should be on the warranty.
Wow, that would be great, huh, Ronnie?
And
no kidding.
Yeah, if it was done correctly under the manufacturing guidelines. Like for us, every product we use the manufacturing guidelines for that reason. If anything happens, then it's the manufacturer's responsibility.
So what should she do? Contact the
original contractor, whoever did it. But if I can give you my number and you can call me and I can help you with that.
Okay.
You can go online and go to cobblestoneremodeling.com. And you can send me to, and you can email it to John Rubino or jrubino@cobblestoneremodeling.com. And that's my personal email. Pardon?
Spell your last name.
Rubino.
Rubino.
That's a nice Irish name.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so if I contact you, then you could have someone come out and look at this and then give us some suggestions.
Right, and we can also find out if it's still under warranty or not. We can help you with that.
That would be awesome.
We've been doing this for over 35 years, so we're pretty good at it.
Okay, even though we don't have Hardy siding, we have certain...
No, we use... We're really big on Hardy, but we use every manufacturer that is available. Depends on what the client's needs are.
Okay, yeah, this was suggested to... Now, I have... This is maybe the catch.
Okay.
Our contractor, I don't believe any longer, is he has retired.
Okay, I see. With our company, we guarantee everything ourselves, personally, 5 years.
But if the contractor who installed this has retired, but the manufacturer's...
It's still around, yes. Okay. As long as he did it by their guidelines, the manufacturer will honor the work.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. So I'm going to give you... I'll send you an email or give you a call.
Yeah, is there a phone number that you would like to give out? Write this down, Ronnie.
You can call me at 630... 2574.
Oh, 2574.
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Oh, you've given Ronnie so much hope. I hope you don't bust her.
Well, I mean, we'll come and see.
Yeah. All right. That's all you can do. John is on the line. Hi, John. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a water heater question.
Yes. I have a water heater that's 25 years old and still working.
Wow.
Nicely done, John.
I figured I got my money's worth.
Yes, you did.
Considering replacing it. I'm wondering today is... Are there water heaters that have are more energy efficient? This is a gas water heater.
Yeah, now
than the older ones or no?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely more efficient depending on, you know, the installation that you have now. Do you know if it's vented in your chimney, I would assume?
Yeah, it's vented into the chimney.
Okay, to stay with a water heater, you know, that would be vented the same as what you have now, the efficiency has gone up per the federal government requirements, but, you know, you can go from a gravity vented system like you have now to a power vent water heater that's actually piped out in PVC, and that is much more efficient than what you currently have. But, you know, if you go that route, you know, the labor and the cost of the water heater is going to go up substantially. So, you know, we can give you choices on, you know, you could stay with a chimney vent water heater like you have now. We could give you a price for that. We could give you a price, you know, to go to a power vent. And then a lot of people now are going to tankless water heaters. That would be, you know, a lot more money. But if you wanted to, you can take a picture of what you have, text it to us, or email it to us, and we could actually give you a quote, you know, without even coming out. But for a tankless, we would have to come to your home to do a survey for that.
Are those that much better, the tankless water heaters?
Yeah. I mean, they're very nice. Yeah. It's just retrofitting it. New construction, to me, would be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I would go tankless. But to retrofit a tankless into an existing home, there's a lot of homes that just don't work. You can't do
it. Well, actually, you can use a tankless, which is high efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use either electric or gas.
Yeah.
We've used those, and they work fantastic, even on old homes.
Yeah.
Maintenance is higher on a tankless than it is on a standard one.
Yeah. So there's a lot that goes into that, John.
Yes.
So if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 847-406-8883 and send those pictures over, and we'll get you a quote.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you, John. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Phone number to call to House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200 at 720 WGN. Our panel of experts, John Rubino, Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, and HVAC expert Rich Dykstra in the studio with us this morning. We have Roger on the line with us right now. Hi, Roger.
Good morning.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm for Rich, actually. I'm looking to get the dryer vent cleaned.
Okay.
And my neighbors, they they used a leaf blower from the outside and put a bag on the inside and blew everything through.
Okay.
That's not the way to do it.
That's not the way to do it, no. What we actually do is run it's like a brush all the way from the inside to the outside with a vacuum and we pull it back and it sucks all the lint out of the dryer vent. That's the way you do it. A leaf blower will not clean the walls of your ductwork.
I just saw that on TikTok. Some guy was like, you know, I was today years old when I figured you could use the leaf blower, but you can't.
No, you can't. You can't.
To
do it, you're looking anywhere from around $150 to maybe $200 to do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
How often are you supposed to do that?
You know, it's if you're diligent in cleaning the lint filter, maybe every couple years.
Okay.
But you have to be diligent in cleaning the lint screen.
Right, right. Yeah. Religiously, I do. Yeah, it's always clean, but couldn't you just take the bottom of it off on the inside here where it's connected to the wall and vacuum as much as you can out of there?
All you'll get is the first 6 or 8 inches. That's it.
Oh, they make those brushes. I bought one of those brushes.
What's on the end of a drill, and it goes completely the full length of your dryer vent.
Oh, yeah.
And that stuff is stuck to the wall of the dryer vent.
Yeah, so you blow it clings on there.
It's wet when it goes through. It's damp, so it sticks. And it just builds on itself. You want to do it properly or forget about it. And there's a lot of fires that are caused by dryer vent.
I know. They've scared all of us, haven't they, Roger?
Yes. That's why I've been on top of it ever since. Yeah, I've had it done that way, from Dykstra, the way you described, that's what he did.
Right.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, because my neighbor did it, and that's why I wanted to get a second opinion.
Yeah,
but,
you will not clean it with a vacuum. You will not clean it with a leaf blower. You have to physically go the full length of the pipe and brush the sides of the pipe to get everything out.
I understand.
Good luck to you, Roger.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Good luck to you with that.
I think he's not done. I think
I'm sorry. You have more?
One more quick question.
All right, sure.
Who could I call that is not, you know, terribly expensive?
Well, you can call. It's Precision Today. The numbers.
Right, that's formerly Dykstra.
Formerly Dykstra. Same crew is there. I'm not there anymore, but the same crew is there. It's my nephew, actually, that'll be coming out to do the dryer vent cleaning.
Oh, okay. Because, I know. I've dealt with you for years. Your furnace here and everything. So,
good.
Yeah, I'm familiar. You're the only company I used.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Very good, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Roger. Wow, that's a good call, huh? Yep. You're the only company I use. What is the new company now?
It's Precision Today.
Precision Today. All right. We are helping people this morning,
yes, we are. Yes, we are.
All right. We are broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. And if you have questions for us, we are here for you. 312-981-7200. And October is Fire Prevention Month. So next Saturday, tune in. That's October 14th from 6 to 10 to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini will be back in action to hear tips on keeping your family and home safe. Lou will have those tips for you. Next Saturday's Fire Prevention Month show is sponsored by Arnold Electrical Services, keeping homes safe since 2008. You can visit them at arnoldelectricchicago.com. First Alert, protect your whole home with safety you can trust. Visit firstalert.com. And by Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling, schedule your fireplace and furnace cleanings now at lindeman.com. I have a dryer vent question for you, Rich. So many people now have their washers and dryers on the second floor, which
stackables.
It makes so much sense. I mean, ours is in the basement. I looked at a house before we purchased ours, and I'm like, who would put the washer and dryer on the third floor? But it's where your clothes are, so it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I imagine that dryer vent would be way longer to get out of the house. Is that true?
It goes up through the roof.
Oh, okay.
So it's really not. It's probably shorter.
Okay, so does it make any difference? You still need to get it cleaned.
It's usually just a different... with that, we have to have two people because we have to physically pull the appliances out to get at the vent.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I guess it would make more sense to come out the roof instead of like going
or
all
on
the way.
An eave. It'll go out the eave side of the house, but usually goes up through the roof.
All right. We have a text this morning from 708. Good morning, crew. We removed asbestos insulation from our basement pipes and would like to rewrap the pipes. What product do you suggest we use? Thank you. Julie from Kankakee. Any idea? And I hope they didn't do it themselves, removing the asbestos insulation.
Yeah, no, I would hope they called, you know, a professional restoration company to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
an abatement company.
Yeah, abatement. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Thank you. As far as pipe insulation, I'm not a huge fan.
Me either.
I don't really think it's necessary.
What about those styrofoam things that you put on pipes? Does it do anything?
It's just a hassle and costs you money when you need to have something repaired. It's not going to save you really anything for efficiency. If you actually have a small leak, it actually can make that worse because you can't tell that there's a leak there.
Oh, yeah.
It can cause further corrosion. So to me, it's not something that we do.
And you don't need to do it.
No, definitely not.
Why do they have you put those styrofoam things on there? It's like a pool noodle, basically.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, they actually used to come with the water heater when you purchased them. They actually had one for the hot and one for the cold side.
And what's the purpose of it?
It's supposed to save efficiency, but...
Wasn't there a federal reg that said you had to do the first four feet off the water heater?
It was like 3 feet and if you went to a home center, it actually came in a box. No, it does nothing.
All right, we have a furnace question that we will get to. We're going to take a break and do some news. And 312-981-7200. We also have an air conditioning question that's coming up. And more water heater talk, because that's what everybody's concerned with. I am getting to the tail end of ours. I think ours is about 6 years old. How long do they usually...
You've got some time left.
Yeah, like 10 years ballpark?
Yeah, 10 or 12. You know, it really depends on, you know, your water quality.
It's terrible. Our water.
If you have really bad water quality, it's going to go sooner. And, you know, if you've got, I've got four kids. I mean, we went through water heaters more than somebody that, you know, lived by themselves or a couple.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. A
lot of volume.
All right. We have news coming your way and then your phone calls and texts. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. It's New to Lou 2, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. When you need a new ride, you need a new Chevy. Here's Lindsay.
Rake it up. With this week's New to Lou 2, you can clear up almost every imaginable type of garden waste, such as mowed grass, leaves, tree waste, pruning clippings, weeds, and moss. In the blink of an eye, the Rake Assassin removes waste from the lawn, from flower beds, from paths, from gravel, even from garden ponds. With limited bending and a unique, durable design for sifting debris to get that clean landscape you love. It's 62 inches long, weighs just under 2 pounds, and is super durable. With the Rake Assassin, there is no need to keep switching between a rake and a shovel. You just roll the Rake Assassin in your hand to the position it's needed, and you can dig up vegetables, bulbs, and tubers from the garden. And it's a great solution for gathering fallen fruit or nuts, like you, Lou, or clearing up pine cones, chestnuts, rocks, spreading mulch or compost. Oh, hey, and were you born in a barn? Or do you live on one? The Rake Assassin is also ideal for cleaning out the stable and for keeping the pasture clean. Or, hey, maybe you don't live on a farm. It's also great for just cleaning up after Fido. Rake Assassin is actually the little sister to Root Assassin. You can find out more about both at RootAssassinShovel.com. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Thank you, Miss Lindsay. It's Wendy Snyder and for New to Lou 2. And for Lou Manfredini this morning. And I am with John Rubino, Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra, retired HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
312-981-7200. I know Lou has his toll-free number, but not when he's not here. So let's talk to Matt. Matt, good morning to you.
Hi. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a question. About 10 years ago, when I was looking for a furnace, mine's a furnace air conditioner in one, and it's called a Magic Pack. I live in a condo, so they made these little, small little units. And, you know, 10, 12 years ago, I was able to find one for around $2,000. And now that I've been looking, the price has gone up considerably, so much so I was like, not double, triple, quadruple. I was wondering if you've ever heard of a Magic Pack, and where is the best place to buy one?
Yeah, we've installed quite a few of those, actually, and you're right, the price has gone absolutely through the roof.
They cost more than the car.
They're running now. Wow. They're running now probably closer to $5,000-$6,000 installed.
They're expensive. I'd be happy to pay $5,000.
If you have a local, you know, where are you out of? Where do you live?
Elmhurst.
Okay. If you have a local contractor, give them a call. No. Otherwise, you can give me a call and I'll get a number for you.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll give you my email. It's rich.dykstra.
.dykstra.
.llc.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Great.
All right, send me a note and I'll find a good contractor for you.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Good luck to you, Matt.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. 630, I'm in a new house and just turned the furnace on for the first time. What setting do I put the April Air ventilation controller to? Rich, before you answer with the real answer, I had to put my heat furnace on last night. It was like 62 degrees in our house. It
I
was
did
really
too.
Cold.
I
All
did
right,
too.
Good.
Turn it on.
In this weird, crazy Chicago weather, is it good to go from heat to AC? Because I've been doing that.
That's a heating guy's wish, that you go from heating to air conditioning to heat, right, one day at a time.
And that's not going to hurt anything?
I don't want to hurt a thing.
All right.
I won't hurt a thing. Got to take care of it and clean it, but
yeah.
One to the other, it's fine. Change your filters, check your filters, make sure
every 3 months filters, or should I do it more frequently with the cheap ones?
More frequently with the cheap ones.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. And the April air, I didn't turn mine on yet.
Humidity is still
to?
Too high.
Okay.
Yeah. You can set it. Ideal setting for humidity is 35%. That's where you want to be.
And usually our little April air has like a little mark where it's supposed
right.
to be, I think.
Leave it
right?
at 35%.
35%.
Any more than that, you'll start getting the floors to warp and that. Anything below it, you get floors to start creaking because they're dried out.
Oh.
So.
Interesting. All right. Well, there you go, listener from 630. You don't have to do your April air just yet.
Change the filter in it, though. Change the heat
pad.
Oh,
yeah.
Change the pad in it.
You know, I have a little tip on our April air. There are many different units. So when I changed the pad on it, I took a Sharpie marker and wrote it on the outside of the unit so then I can go get it and pick it up without having to take things apart first.
There you go.
Is that smart or
smart,
what?
Smart move.
All right, good. yep, Sharpies, we need to get like a Sharpie sponsorship because Sharpies are good for everything. We have another caller from Wheeling this morning. Paula is with us. Good morning, Paula.
Okay, there.
Oh!
Saved by
you
the bell.
Were,
oh, just made
wow.
it.
Dude, you almost missed it. Paula, my hand
Sorry,
was right on the button. That's all right. You're busy.
We're listening to you, and we are very proud of ourselves because we put in a tankless water heater about 5 years ago, and then you said, but it's a lot of maintenance. And we looked at each other and said, uh-oh. What are we supposed to be? You know, we have hot water all the time now, so sort of out of sight, out of mind. Please educate us. What should we be doing?
Yeah, you should be doing, you know, annual maintenance at least every 2 or 3 years if you kind of are going to let that go. I would recommend it once a year. Do you agree with that, Rich?
Yeah, absolutely, once a year. The lime up.
Yep. And that's basically what it's going to do is clean the lines inside, you know, of
okay.
your tankless water heater, because as, you know, just like anything, you know, from your arteries to, you know, your plumbing, you're going to get a buildup on the inside of the coils, and if that's not clean, you know, you can cause failure prematurely with that.
Okay, and how do I clean this?
It's not something that you're going to want to do. You really need to hire a professional. I mean, it's something that we could do for you, or you could call a local contractor, but, you know, it's around a $200 to $250 charge to do that. And it should be, you've got Lake Michigan Water there in Wheeling, so, you know.
Well, I'm in Elmhurst, yes.
Oh, you're in Elmhurst. Okay, Wheeling on the screen. I'm sorry. Yeah, but if you've got Lake Michigan Water, you're luckier than most people that would have well water, but you definitely still want to keep up on that maintenance, and it's up to you. 1 year, two at the most.
Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
You know, out of sight, out of mind when you have all the hot water you need.
Yeah, exactly. I'm jealous.
We just thought, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paula. And real quickly, 630, you answered the question for the April Air humidifier. How about the ventilation control unit? It's a separate setting. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is it? It's a heat recovery ventilator. Is probably what he's talking about.
Okay.
You can set that right now probably at about 25%. That brings in outside air.
Oh, okay. So 25% if you're still listening, 630. Yeah. It's 312-981-7200. You can also text us. And we have Rich Dykstra in the studio, HVAC expert, Mike Epping, plumber with CenterGuard Plumbing, and John Rubino, carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling. And John, we got a text from 708, and basically it's just a picture of deteriorating brick, and it just says, "Who should I call?" So would you describe this? Is that called efflorescence or something on the side of brick?
Right. Well, basically what's happening is you're getting water from either inside the chimney or outside the chimney that's coming into your basement. They usually happens if the liner is bad or the chimney cap is already corroded on top. I've noticed on the picture that somebody already fixed some of the bricks. But you have to get a tuck pointer there to get it done. We can do it for you.
And how do they reach Cobblestone Remodeling?
Yes. You can reach us by email at cobblestoneremodeling.com and address to me, John Rubino, or you can say jrubino@cobblestoneremodeling.com. You can email me direct.
We had the same problem, I noticed, in our chimney in the basement. It was bricked. And there was, it looked like it was deteriorating, basically. So we got our chimney relined with stainless steel. It was not cheap. We got it done. And then the next time we got a new furnace, we don't even need that chimney anymore because they did the PVC out the back.
You need it for your water heater.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I guess we do. But I think that might be vented out as well with the PVC.
Okay. Unless it's high efficiency water heater, then you don't need a chimney either.
So that's changed, right? Because, we don't even need our chimney anymore.
Right. Well, if it's a high efficiency water heater, then does it have a blower on top, like a motor?
I don't even remember.
If it has a motor on the top, then it's high efficiency.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
honestly, that is such your whole take a picture thing, Mike Epping, is really genius. For many years, I think the pandemic changed things with going to see the doctor because telehealth happened and everything. But it would have been so easy to just take a picture of something and send it to your doctor and go, "Oh, does this look bad? Should I come in for?" You know, what should I do about this? And now you're doing it with the plumbing situations. We had talked about outdoor spigots. One of mine is leaking. And you're like, just send a picture and we'll figure out what to do. And you can give a price quote and everything. That's crazy. Why aren't more people doing that?
I really don't understand it. I mean, we've focused on it with advertising with WGN. And for some reason, you know, people choose to pay a service call and have us come out, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, you would love that.
I just think this is so easy and so clean and reasonable that...
And
it
saves so much time.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, like, honestly, John Rubino, if somebody wants to do, like, you know, a new kitchen or a new bathroom, some kind of remodel, you can't take a picture and send it to you. You have to go out and do it. But these small projects, it's such a great idea.
A lot of people actually do send me pictures of the projects they want to do. And then we have a system. I'm not really good with it. My office is. I'm not good with this guy. Through the pictures, the computer will be able to tell us pretty much the square footage and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is amazing. Yeah,
you can go in and take pictures. Actually, the same thing you can do on the outside of a house, and it gives you exact measurements, how big your windows are going to be, how much siding you're going to put in there, how much shingles you're going to put in there, exactly to the millimeter.
Look at this technology.
Yeah,
isn't
and
that
that's all you have to do is just take pictures, load them into the computer, and the computer will tell you exactly what you need. And we've done it, like we walk through a project inside the house, and we can, and gives you a full sketch. You don't need an architect or anybody anymore. It gives you exact dimensions of the bathroom, exactly where everything is, where the plumbing, the electrical, everything.
I'm just sure the architects are not liking
this. No, well, the architect, you're going to need them no matter what.
Right.
But I'm saying is you don't have to go there and redraw everything like we used to do before. Now, with this new technology, basically, your phone does it all for you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You have to have the program to do it, but we do have the program that does it for us.
Okay, and how do people reach you, John, from Cobblestone Remodeling?
jrubino@cobblestoneremodeling.com.
Mike Epping, how do people reach you if they want to take a picture of their plumbing issues? Center Guard Plumbing, how do they reach you?
Yeah, they can either text us at 847-406-8883 or email us at wgnplumber.com.
All right, and Rich Dykstra is here. Rick has called us, 312-981-7200. We have about a minute here, Rick. Did you have a question?
I do. Thank you for taking my call, Wendy. There's a debate going on. I had a new furnace put in, high-efficiency Lennox, and I had been using pleated filters in my old furnace, and I noticed a big difference in the lack of dust I had on my furniture. And the new guy, when they put new furnace in, the technician says, use the cheapest filter you can find, meaning like the fiberglass. And I've heard Lou Manfredini say, no, use a pleated filter, but make sure you change it. I'm very religious about inspecting it and changing it at least once a month. I go online to find other perspectives, and it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
I know, everybody has a different opinion.
This is where Lou.
Right.
This is where Lou and I go head to head.
Okay.
He's a proponent of the 1-inch pleated filter, which
That's
is better
is
which is better than the cheap fiberglass. But don't go with the real high efficiency pleated filter.
I got an 8 MERV.
Okay, that's good. That's fine then.
Yeah, because if it's too thick, it makes your unit work harder.
Right. Ideally, you want a 4-inch pleated filter because there's a lot more free air that goes through it. But
this is the way they set up the furnace for a 1-inch.
Okay, yeah. Then use the lowest MERV pleated filter that you can get. You'll be fine. Otherwise, it restricts the air too much. Yeah, 8's fine. Eight's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
And once again, I do change it monthly.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
Guy.
Then. Good shape.
No, I'm cheap.
Yeah, I got it.
Furnace.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wendy, you need your own show.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick. And Lou needs to come back, too, and he will be back next week. We're going to take a break, do some news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN. John Rubino is with us today, carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, plumber with Center Guard Plumbing, and HVAC expert Rich Dykstra. And I swear to God, you guys, it's like we're all sitting around playing poker. I'm listening to you guys all talk about, let me ask you this, how's this, and what's that? It's really fun being with everybody. I'm learning so much off the air, and we're going to do it on the air as well. 312-981-7200. Candy is on the line with us. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're
nice
great.
Nice to hear you.
Thanks. Nice to be heard. All right. You have a question for one of the experts?
Yes. We have some ceramic tile as a backsplash right now. And I want to try a vinyl peel and stick over it. So I bought some. It's very thick. And I don't know how to cut out the outlets and that kind of stuff. How do I get through that thick stuff? I've got a utility knife. I've got an X-Acto knife.
And that's not getting through?
It's not getting through. Not very well. I mean, it takes me half an hour to, and then it doesn't look very good.
Okay, what you do is get a hairdryer. Eat up the area exactly where you're going to cut. It'll soften off the vinyl, and then you can cut it with the utility
knife. All right, are you a genius or what?
Well, that's what it takes.
Oh, my God.
It's experience.
It is. That's so smart. So, yeah, take a blow dryer, and it'll become more malleable.
Yeah, it's a lot softer, and then you can cut like butter.
And do you cut from the top, or do you cut from the underside?
Oh, good question.
No, you can cut right from the front. Just put a tape on it, put blue tape, mark it with either a Sharpie or a pencil, whichever you like. Eat it up, and it won't burn. It will not burn the blue tape, but you can cut right through it. It'll make
it
really, really easy.
Thank you so much.
Just put a piece of wood behind it, and it'll cut it really easy.
I am flabbergasted.
I am too. Thank you.
Well, it's the same thing if you're doing floors and you have to go through around corners or any corners you have to do. You have to heat it up with the hair dryer, or we use a heating dryer. And it cuts right through.
Heat gun.
It'll cut it right up to half inch. You can cut.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
And siding, you do the same thing.
Candy, while we have you on the line, so you have a tile backsplash, but you want to change it just because you want to change the look and put vinyl over it.
Right.
That's fine.
And the peel and stick vinyls, some of them, I've seen some that look really cheap and flimsy. The stuff I got is, I absolutely love it, but I can't cut it.
Yeah,
so
it's about
that
a quarter
will help
inch
me a
thick.
Lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. We'll get the blow dryer out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Don't get it really, really close. Keep it about 3 inches away, and it takes a couple of minutes. Soon as you feel it softening up, don't touch it because you get burnt.
Yeah, it's going to get hot.
Yes. Ah. So just use the utility knife and you're fine.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the advice.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Candy. I am just wowed by all these life hack things. Mike's looking at you, too.
That was impressive.
I know.
That was
good. What? Very good.
I was going to say acetylene torch, but I think it would have probably started on fire.
No, I mean,
it's fire month, right?
This is a person who's
so
doing
don't
her
use
own.
That.
I said blow dryer because it's
no,
a
I
person
like
that uses,
instead of a heat
herself.
Gun.
Yeah, a heat gun. No, she'll burn it.
Yeah.
All right. You mentioned that it's Fire Prevention Month. It is October, and I just want to remind you to tune in next Saturday, October 14th. From 6 to 10, listen to this show, House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini will be back in action, and he will give you tips on keeping your family and home safe. Next Saturday's Fire Prevention Month show is sponsored by Arnold Electrical Services, keeping homes safe since 2008. You can visit them at arnoldelectricchicago.com. First Alert, protect your whole home with safety you can trust. Visit firstalert.com. And by Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling, schedule your fireplace and furnace cleanings now at lindemann.com. We're going to take a quick little break. Right now, it's time to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. And I think there's a light on it, too. I guess I did not replace it. It's been longer than 10 years. So all of a sudden, I'm like, I better put a new one in there. And now there's a built-in battery, so you can't take it out. And that's great because, a lot of times they will find a house has burned down and they check the smoke detectors and people had taken the batteries out of them. So now you get them and they come with a battery. I didn't know that. So that's my little tip. Aren't we supposed to change our batteries if you still have them every time we do the clocks? And isn't that coming up?
That's what they say.
Yeah. But get a new smoke detector. If it's been a while, you don't realize how long it's been there. And they do make them with the carbon monoxide as well. Mike Epping is with us, plumber, Center Guard Plumbing, Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert, and John Rubino, carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling. And we have a question from John this morning, 312-981-7200. Wendy in for Lou. How are you, John?
Hi, I'm doing okay, but I'm looking at some kind of expensive brickwork and tuck pointing. I've got some bricks around the window that are broken. I have the bricks, but you know, I have to have a tuck pointer come put them in. But the chimney also needs some brick work, and I've had several quotes. One quote came in at a little over $9,000 for the tuck pointing and the chimney work, because I think they have to take the chimney almost down to the roof and, you know, rebuild the brick. And then I've had another quote. Your friends at Lindemann, by the way, are the only ones who got on a ladder and actually went up the ladder and looked closely at the chimney. Everybody else is kind of trying to laser light
on it. Yeah, just eyeballing it, yeah.
Right. But then I had another guy come in, an independent guy come in, and he quoted the entire job for
$1,200. Yeah. What? I wouldn't go with him.
So you're saying that's probably not trustworthy.
No, I don't think not.
So you just kind of wanted to get, like, what's a fair price? What's a I mean, it's hard to tell when you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, they say they have to go probably 12 layers down on the brick, you know, and build it back up again because the, you know, the mortar is loose and, you know, they say some areas where the brick is starting to bulge.
Is that a house or a building?
I one quote just for the chimney without the other tuck pointing was around $6,000. There was another one that was probably maybe a little bit lower, but I mean, is that a fair price, or are they just eyeballing it and saying, "Yeah, let's just charge this guy"? You know,
I could not tell you if it's a fair price or not because I would have to really look at the chimney and the rest of the brick to know how many bricks might have to be removed. And how many layers inside? Is it, what kind of house is it?
It's a two-story. It's all brick on the lower part, and then it's siding on the upper part.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but
and how tall you think the chimney is? Over 6 feet?
Yeah,
over 6 feet.
Yeah.
If it all has to be changed, you're looking at about $5,000. Between the brick and the labor and all that, because of the scaffolding also that you have to, because it's a two-story house. But if not, all has to be replaced. Probably cheap for the chimney. Probably cheaper than that.
Is that something that Cobblestone handles?
No, we do that. Yes, we do handle it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I can come out and look at it for you.
Where are you located? Yeah, sure. I'm always willing to have somebody else take a look.
Right. Where are you located?
Yeah, I'm in Rogers Park.
Oh, okay. You're not far from us at all.
Yeah, okay.
So how does he get in touch with you, John?
You could text me or either email jrubino@cobblestoneremodeling.com. Email me and send me some pictures if you can.
Yeah, okay.
You can also call me at 630-915-2574.
Let me grab something, write that down.
Sorry.
By the way, so $1,200 was one. I'll do it for $700.
I can name that too.
Yeah, I don't think I want. I don't think I want that guy on my chimney. But I have neighbors. I had a neighbor who said, you know, he's done good tuck pointing work in the neighborhood. You know, so but yeah, it's. I don't know if I don't think I want him messing around on my
big
chimney.
Difference, yeah.
Make sure whoever does it has insurance and have him prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And guaranteed. So I'm sorry, that number again,
615-2574.
And that's jrubino@cobblestone.com.
Yes, at cobblestoneremodeling.com.
At cobblestoneremodeling.com. Okay.
Good luck to you, John.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
All right. I was telling you off the air, I have a painter doing my house, and I went and got so many quotes, and it really does run the gamut. There was one for $6,000, there was one for $35,000, and I went in the middle. Mattingly Paint, they're great. Ed Mattingly is doing a great job, and he has to deal with me.
Well, that's easy, then. I mean, it should be cheaper for you because you're so nice.
I know, because, you know, it's an old house, and I saw the color on the ceiling on the porch, and it wasn't dark enough, and I had to go back. And I picked the original color, and I had to go back and say, you know, it needs to be darker. And right away, he's like, we need to make you happy. So that's how it works. Not $1,200 or $1,500. That seems like a huge difference between...
Yes.
I don't even bet that guy's insured.
Probably not.
With the chimney.
I think so.
Because
there'll be extras.
You know, I don't know if you've ever been on Nextdoor, but sometimes I just like to read what everybody's, you know, there's nosy neighbors, there's a lot of Karens out there complaining about things, but there's also handymen out there that, you know, somebody will say, I need brickwork done, I need tuck pointing, I need this, and this one guy keeps saying, oh, I can do that, call me, but don't you have to be insured for all different things? Or no, is it just...
You should have a lease liability insurance.
Yeah, because that worries me sometimes, you know, when you get a handyman to do something. I don't know. You definitely have to get the insurance.
Like, make sure. The guy with $1,200, he'll take the chimney down and
then he'll say,
oh, you want to put back up again?
Yeah. Okay, so what do you just ask a contractor? Do you have insurance?
Certificate of insurance.
You have to ask for insurance. Minimal liability insurance. If there's a ladder or a scaffolding involved, workman's comp.
Okay.
Because
anybody and you'd be responsible for that.
Right. The homeowner will be responsible.
And you just ask them, hey, can I see it?
Yeah, they have to.
They have to produce it.
Yeah, they have to provide it.
And if they're licensed in the village, they have to produce it for the village.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, you have to ask them if they're licensed in that part of the area as well.
Okay. Look, we're learning something every day. 847 has texted us, Lou Manfredini. Lou's off today, by the way. I know my voice is low, but it's not that low. Which trade do I contact to update my attic insulation? Anybody?
Us. Have?
Yeah. Yes. Cobblestone Remodeling can do that.
Yes.
Do you still do, like, the blowers, or how does that work?
We can do pretty much any type of insulation that we look at the house and see what's really required for them, and then we'll make the suggestions.
All right. I think we have time for one more call before we take a break, and this is Marie. Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Did you have a question?
Yes, I have a home that was built in the 70s, and all of the doors in the house, the windows, the trim, the baseboard, everything is all the same finish, all the same paint. The trim around the doors is starting to peel, and I'm not sure what I can do about it. If we try and remove it, there's wallpaper on the walls. I'm afraid I'm going to tear the wallpaper. And if I try and strip it, I'm afraid I'm going to get some of that, you know, stripping on the wallpapers or the paint or whatever. What would be my options? It's going to need to sort of match everything as well.
Wherever it's peeling, that means whoever painted it before, because it's, since the 70s, it's probably been touched up a couple times, they never prepped the trim. So if they use cheap paint and it was never prepped properly, the paint's going to peel out. Now, what you got to do is if you're worried about the wallpaper, put some blue tape around where the wallpaper is first, and then put duct tape on top of that. So the duct tape, and then you can use a heat gun very slowly and just go, and the paint will kind of bubble out, and you can strip it slowly, very, very slowly. But you got to protect the wallpaper if you're going to use that.
And so you use the painter's tape and maybe do like 4 inches of it and then put the duct tape on top of that.
Yeah.
So the duct tape is not touching the wallpaper.
Right. Yeah, don't let the duct tape touch the wallpaper. And make sure as soon as you're done with it, peel the tape right off right away. Do not let it sit there because the heat gun will pretty much solidify it. After about 2 hours, it will solidify. It'll be hard, even the blue tape.
Hard as a rock.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Marie.
So, it's a process, a very slow process.
All right. Okay, the heat gun will take the paint off without using a stripper or anything
yes,
like that?
Yes, yes. The heat gun, but just, yeah, it will bubble right out, just like if you're flaming it. Just go very slow and keep it away. Don't put it too close because it'll burn the paint and it's going to start smelling all over your house. But it'll bubble out, and then you just use a nice, like, putty knife and just...
A scraper. And watch a YouTube video, maybe, before you do it.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, Marie. We wish you all the best on that. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some news. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. I think somebody texted and said, is Lou okay? He never misses a day. It's a scheduled day off. He's just, you know, he's entitled to it. We have John Rubino in the studio, carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, plumber with Center Guard Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert, and he's retired, and he's also a Hall of Famer from the Carrier Company.
That's Famer, not Flamer.
Okay. That's a good clarification, Rich, being that I'm sitting here.
All right. 312-981-7200. I know that Lou has a toll-free number for your calls, but we are in the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio today here at WGN. So 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And let's talk to Betty this morning. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Wendy. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question concerning floor tile in my bathroom. I purchased a home a few years ago, and I noticed that our floor tile in the bathroom gets very slippery. And I'm trying to figure out what I can do to prevent, like, an accident or something. So I wonder if there's a product that can be applied on there that could help, or if there's any other suggestions that you could give in terms of how to solve that problem.
John Rubino shook his head, so I think you have an answer for her, John.
What kind of tile is it? Is it porcelain or is it marble?
It's not marble. I believe it's probably porcelain because I'm seeing the same thing in the shower wall.
Okay.
So I think what they did is they used the same tile on the floor.
It's a big tile?
Yeah.
18 by 18, did you think about?
Yeah. Yeah, it probably is.
Eye polished?
You don't see a lot of gloss on it.
Okay. All right, that's good then. You can go to Floor and Decor or Home Depot, and they have a slip-proof product you can put. You clean the floor nicely. Really,
uh-huh.
Really good. And then you apply that. You have to do it every 6 months or so. But,
oh.
Yeah. Because as you wash the bathroom, especially in a bathroom, you know, you get water in there, and as you wash the bathroom, the product will get removed. So you
have is that a difficult product to put on?
No, it's basically you just put it on with the mop or a sponge, no problem.
Uh-huh.
It dries and very then when fast.
And then in between time, you wash the floor with...
Yeah, regular, just like we're doing right now. Same thing. Isn't
okay.
It? Yeah.
And then what about the grout then? Does that show up on the grout, or does it show at all, or is it clear?
No, it will not show. It's a clear product.
It's
totally clear. It will not show on the grout. Actually, what it does is it seals the grout as well. It's even better.
Oh.
It keeps it from darkening and all that.
So if you're getting out of the shower with wet feet or something like that,
it protects you somewhat. You should always have like a shower towel on the floor,
sure.
No matter what. But it will stops from it does protect you even from wet feet to
okay. And I do have one other question. I have a spot on my concrete garage floor. I cannot get rid of it. I've tried different things. I've tried CLR. I've tried some other products for that. And it just seems like it never goes away.
Is it an oil spot or something, like dark?
Well, it's dark, but I thought it was oil, and it doesn't seem like anything works on it. I'm kind of baffled. I don't know what other options I can put on there to see if I can get rid of it.
There is an option you can put on it. It's acid, but it'll turn completely white.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad.
From dark to white, yes.
So what is that, muriatic acid you would use for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But it will turn white.
Or a pressure washer might do
it. No, it won't come out. It's probably a rust spot. It's either oil or rust.
So you think it's muriatic acid that would work
on
that?
Yes, but it will turn white, like I said.
Yeah, you'd have to do the whole area.
Yeah.
Be careful with it.
Yeah, I'm not.
You can.
Don't try this at home, kind of thing.
Yeah. There is one product which is safe, and you can go to Menards or Home Depot, and it's like an acid also. It's used to wash bricks or like grout from tiles when it's been sitting too long.
Mm-hmm.
You can try that. Let it sit. What you do is...
Is that called something?
There's several products.
Okay.
It's a brick and concrete wash.
Okay.
It's got acid. What you do is take some sawdust from somebody, mix it with it, and let it sit overnight.
Oh, yeah, so it'll really saturate and soak
in
there?
And put some aluminum foil over it and just let it sit. And that should probably take the spot out.
Or you can coat
it. Yeah, because I know people, like, for oil have used, like, kitty litter, things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. But
Rich, what did you say?
You can cover the whole floor, a new coating, colored, like an epoxy-based stuff.
Oh.
It'll cover the entire floor.
Yeah, I've heard Lou talk about doing garage floors, but in this area or this part of the country, I don't know, there's pros and cons to doing...
Where you live?
I live in Huntley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huntley?
Why wouldn't
I've
you be able to do
it? I've had my house for years.
Yeah.
I know it gets colder than Chicago, but...
It's not that much.
It's not that much.
You're not in the tundra.
Right.
So you don't think that would be that big of a deal?
No.
Okay.
You can do an epoxy floor. You can paint it yourself. Or, like I said, try that product. It's not expensive. It's about $9 for 1 liter, see what it does.
Yeah, concrete cleaner and some sawdust.
It's got an acid base to it, and you have to wear gloves, but it's not dangerous.
Okay. And then that takes care of rust on your concrete floor, too?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that, Betty.
Well, gee, thanks so much. I learned a lot today.
I learn all the time.
I appreciate all your help. Pardon me?
I learn all the time. It's important. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lou Manfredini is great. I love listening to him every Saturday morning. But when he's not here, I really like filling in, especially when they give me the experts, John Rubino, Mike Epping, and Rich Dykstra. Thank you so much for joining us. John Rubino is here, carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling, Mike Epping, plumber, Center Guard Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert. And so, Mike, you bought time. I did a live read for you. And, Rich, I'm sorry I turned your microphone off. You were going to say something after the commercial.
I've had Mike's crews out to my house. I can't even count how many times. They've replaced the faucets. They've replaced sump pumps, ejector pumps, water heater. Even pulled a diamond ring out of the sink.
Really?
That my wife had dropped down the sink. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They do great work. I looked in his trucks. They're the cleanest, most organized plumbing truck I've ever seen in my life. They got water heaters packed in there. I mean, it's they've even routed sewers for me. Everything. Anything you can do plumbing, they've done.
Well, I'm
really
calling you maybe for next week if you're available. We have some things.
And thank you for your kind words, Rich.
All true.
Appreciate that.
All true.
That's great. Look at everybody loves one another.
Kumbaya. Yeah. Group hug.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take Ron's call. He has called us this morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. I'm enjoying your show. You guys do a good job.
Thank you. What do you got for us?
I'm a senior citizen, and I'm having the roof replaced due to hail damage. And then I had a thought. If I decided not to have this work done for one reason or the other, then the roofer told me if you decided not to have it done, I would have to pay him 35% of the total cost of the job. Is that right?
Sure doesn't seem right.
Sure doesn't sound right, no.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again?
If I decided I didn't want to have this work done for some reason, right now I'm recovering from surgery,
mm-hmm.
I said I would change my mind, and he said, you would pay us 35% of the total cost of the work.
Is that the roofer who told you that?
Yes.
So you got an estimate, and we're all set to go, and you have changed your mind.
I'm considering that, but under the circumstances, I couldn't afford that kind of.
I got a question for you. Did you already claim it with the insurance?
Yes, the insurance people came out and they verified all the damage and they took photos.
And the insurance paid you already?
No, the work has not begun yet.
You do not owe these guys anything.
Call your local village,
yeah,
too, because they're probably
just bluffing you. You don't owe them anything. They did the paperwork and all that, so what?
But you don't have the money to pay them anyway,
right.
So they can't take it from you.
Because normally, they have to do all the paperwork and all the footwork and all that. It's only right if you change your mind and you do get paid from the insurance to give them something for their time. But if you haven't received a penny, no, you don't have to.
So what should he do? Should he call them and say, no, I'm not?
He's not.
I'm recovering from surgery.
Right,
I'm not doing this project.
Yeah. He might want to do it later on. He might want to use that company or another company. It's all up to him. They have no legal right to do anything to them.
No, nothing at all.
I was kind of concerned about that and worried, and I thought, but I never heard of anything like that.
No, you don't hold them anything.
Unfortunately, with senior citizens... you're more of a target.
Even if you signed the contract, you're still ruined to have to pay what he said.
Yes. Yeah. You changed your mind.
Yes.
How long ago was this?
It's about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus. You have minimal, they got to give you 3 months to change your mind on any contract with any type of work that's due with your house or anything. So you can change your mind. Up to 3 months, you can change your mind. You can call it off.
They're taking advantage of you, Ron.
Right. Don't let them play.
All of us are in the problem, but I appreciate your help and concern, and I thank you very much.
The first thing, if they call you again, say, listen, talk to my lawyer.
Yeah, and they'll stop calling.
And they'll stop calling.
Okay, thank you so much. Everybody have a good day.
Good luck to you.
You too.
Take care, Ron.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that do that.
But now what if it said in the contract that if, you know, in cancellation.
No. Minimum 30 days. He has to be able to change his mind.
Right. Yeah, and they've done no work, and
they have no materials there, so they can't put them in.
Unanimous decision here, so I trust you guys. Yeah. I feel so bad.
They got to give them an option. People have a right to change their mind. Even if you buy a new car, you can take it back.
That's crazy.
You know, you can bring it back within a week,
You
know, and you drive it for a week, you can bring it back.
Yeah.
So, I mean... if he did get a check or is receiving a check, it's only right. He doesn't have to. He can keep the money.
Yeah, and just not get the roof fixed.
Yeah, he doesn't have to give him anything. But out of courtesy, they did the paperwork. He should give him something. But he didn't get no check. So.
Yeah.
He didn't buy any material. He hasn't done anything.
Right.
No permits,
right.
Anything. So.
All right. See, I worry about people like that.
Yeah.
All right. 925 said, I think, John, referring to, were you trying to think of trisodium phosphate? Is that what you were trying to think of to clean brick?
No. This one is, she can buy... It's also an A's and grout remover.
Also, Lou would recommend Super Zilla for the garage floor stain. That's what listener has texted us.
Yeah. But
so
it's anything that has a little bit of acid in it will work.
All right. Let's talk to Pat. 312-981-7200. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I had a question. Do you have any recommendation on getting a company to come out and clean the gutters in fall, like to get all the leaves out? I'm out in the northwest suburbs, like in Palatine.
Mike, you have an idea?
Yeah, definitely. I would call MegaPros.
MegaPros
does this. We did a bathroom remodel, you know, kind of in tandem with them, and they're the cleanest company inside a house and exterior-wise. I mean, you'll be amazed with how clean they keep a workspace. So I would recommend calling MegaPros, and they do that all the time.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. 847-658-8989. Mega. There you go, Pat.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Good luck. We have to take a quick break. We have news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's House Smarts Radio. Wendy in for Lou today on 720 WGN. I am armed with the experts today, thank God, because when Lou's not here, we need three people to fill in for one guy. John Rubino is here, carpenter with Cobblestone Remodeling. Mike Epping, plumber, CenterGuard Plumbing. Rich Dykstra, expert, HVAC expert, and Carrier Hall of Famer. Mike... I just want to ask you, somebody just said, 847 texted us, can you please give me the plumbing company phone number again, please? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's 847-406-2000. 800-288-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right. And before we wrap up, we'll give everybody's contact information again. Mary has called us at 312-981-7200. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What you got for us?
Well, it got cold very suddenly, and I was just wondering about turning on the furnace for the first time. I had called to get a furnace check appointment, and I can't get one until the end of November, so I'm just wondering, is it okay to turn it on and run it that long without it being checked?
That's a great question.
Yeah, you can. You can, just as long as you have an appointment set. And this time of year, it's normal to be out about a month. So it's nothing to worry about. If you turn it on, the heat comes on. You might smell something like it's burning. All that is dust. That's kind of coming off the heat exchanger. It's nothing to worry about. It'll go away in the first time you use it. But you can certainly turn it on.
I had to turn it on last night, Mary. It got really cold in our house.
I did too. I broke the heating guy code.
I hate that smell that comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a humidifier on the furnace?
Pardon me?
Do you have a humidifier?
Yes, I do.
Okay, make sure you haven't changed the pad on that, too.
When they come out.
When they come out. Yeah, make sure you do that.
And thanks for reminding me, Mary. I got to call and make my appointment because they are going to fill up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine said after Thanksgiving. I was shocked.
Well, we may not need the heater too much before then. You just never know anymore.
Where do you live at?
I live out by Libertyville.
Oh, okay. That's not uncommon. I mean, you'll be fine. Turn it on. It'll run like a top, I'm sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day, everybody.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. We have Tom's on the line. Tom has called us this morning, 312-981-7200. Good morning, Tom.
Hello.
Did you have a question?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Tom, can you hear us? Unmute the mute button.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello, I'm here. Sorry.
There you go.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about, again, this, another furnace type thing. I'm just wondering about, you know, my house is probably 70 years old, and I just wonder, and I mean, I've been in the house on myself for over 40 years, and I've never had the ducts cleaned. Oof. And I just wonder if having the ducts cleaned, will it help with the heat airflow and, you know, the air conditioning airflow in the summertime? Is that something that I could notice a difference?
It won't affect the airflow at all. What you want to do, if it hasn't been ever cleaned, you've got a lot of bacteria and a lot of dirt just laying in the ductwork. You definitely want to get it cleaned to get all that stuff pulled out of there. It's a health issue at this point anyway.
Well, how long has it been? 40 years, Tom? Because I'm at like 25. I never got them cleaned.
No, mine's never been cleaned. And I don't know. It seems to me like it's in some parts of my house, I feel like it's a little cooler there than it used to be.
There could be dampers that are closed on the ductwork too. But I definitely recommend, where do you live at?
I live in Evergreen Park.
I can give you the name and number of a company you can call.
Okay.
It's Precision Today.
Okay.
And the number is 1-800-421-3220.
3220.
Right. Tell them you heard it on WGN, and they'll set up it's a great guy that comes out and does a duck cleaning there. It's my nephew.
Okay. There you go.
He'll do a good job for you. He'll do a good job for you. Yeah. That's
421-3220.
Right. 1-800-421-3220.
What's a ballpark figure of how much
it'll
that costs?
It'll cost $595 up to $695.
Oh,
depending on
bad.
Do you have a basement?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Then you should be fine. Give them a call and they'll take care of it.
All right, Tom, I'm gonna call over there too.
Yeah, thank you guys for the information.
No
have
problem.
A good day.
You too. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We have more calls, 312-981-7200. We are broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio today. It's House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We have our experts with us today, HVAC expert Rich Dykstra Plumber Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing and Carpenter John Rubino with Cobblestone Remodeling. And let's just take, while we're on the subject, Kelly, you have a question for us. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I actually have an appointment set up with someone from the next door neighborhood group. And they're starting out, they said, with duct cleaning. And I'll read what she wrote to me. Price will be $199 for whole house duct cleaning, top to bottom. Unlimited duct and unlimited vents will be cleaned. Plus, we will sanitize into the main line of your system to kill harmful germs and bacteria. All the main and return lines are included, and no hidden charges, no per vent charges as well. Now, they're scheduled to come out on the 21st of October. They've never seen my house. I don't know if that's an issue. But is that something that I should go for, or is this just a bad situation for me? What do you suggest?
Well, it just seems like it's a pretty low figure, $199 to do all that. I've had several companies come out to my own home that were lower end, and by the time they were through, it would have been $18 to over $2,000 to clean my ducts.
So they tell it's like a bait and switch kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
And I don't know about next door.
Yeah,
they're a very good company. I know that, but just it seems like a low price.
Right, and this is just a someone in the neighborhood who's starting out by next door. You know, that's just a neighborhood group thing.
Next door and windows.
I thought it was next door and
no,
windows.
No,
put the connection together.
Yeah. Online thing, it goes by neighborhoods.
Sorry. Yeah, that online, I talked about that earlier. I'm sorry, that next door.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely too cheap to do a whole system, $199.
Okay.
So should she cancel, perhaps? Because that would make me nervous, because if they're telling you $199 and then they get there and go, oh, you know what, it's actually going to be three times that because we couldn't do this or something, I just don't trust that.
And then insurance, too. I mean, to have insurance, it's very expensive, you know, so you want to make sure that you're protected, because if he gets hurt in your home and he doesn't have insurance, guess who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that either.
Yeah.
So I'm in Aurora. Can you give me a suggestion for someone in Aurora?
Sure. Well, it's the same company. It's Precision Today.
Precision Today.
Right.
Okay.
1-800.
Okay.
421.
421.
3220.
3220.
Right. Make sure you tell them that you heard on WGN.
Okay. And you said it's going to be around $600 to $700.
Probably closer to it'll be $595 to $695. Yeah, $700, $500 to $700.
And how often do you have to do this?
Once every 4 or 5 years, maybe. It depends how much. If you have long-haired dogs, you have a bunch of them running around the house, you want to do it every other year.
I have long-haired sons.
Yeah, there you go. Same thing.
And let me just ask you this now. I'm curious. The price that you give. Some people have smaller homes. Some people have very large homes. So how is it that we can have the same similar price?
It's per system. It's per furnace.
Okay.
So if a house has three furnaces, it's times three.
And there is a little wiggle room because you gave two prices.
Right.
It's somewhere in that range.
Yeah. If you have a basement, everything's accessible. You know, it's not going to be like we don't add on money for different things.
Sure. I get it. And then when they come out to the house, what do? Do they just go in the basement? I mean, how does it work? I've never had it done. I've been here for 18 years, and I don't think the people before me did it either.
Okay. Well, what they do is they cover every vent with a magnetic blanket. Then they hook up the vacuum, which is outside, and they uncover each vent, one vent at a time. And then they completely clean the entire trunk line, suck all the dirt and dust out of the trunk lines, and it all goes outside. It's not inside at all.
I got to get that done.
Yeah. It's something that, I mean, they do a very thorough job. And I know the gentleman that does the duct cleaning, it's my nephew.
Sure.
And he's been doing it for probably 30 years.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Very confident.
Well, thank you so much for that, because I was about to go down the wrong rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Just it sounded like it. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the advice, and I'm certainly going to call your nephew. And what is his name?
Well, no, it's Precision Today. Is the company.
Today,
he works for that company. And he's the only duct cleaner there.
He's the only guy who will come out.
Yeah.
He is the guy. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting him, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelly. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Bye now.
I have a question. My neighbor came over yesterday, and she had a radon test that she purchased at the hardware store. And she said, have you done this in your house? And I said, yes, I did that 25 years ago when we purchased the house. And there was some radon, but it was in the safe zone.
Right.
So we didn't need the whatever it is that you hook up the system.
Right.
Okay. So then I'm thinking we weren't spending a lot of time in the basement back then, and everyone else around us has those units. Should I test again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just starting the process of getting certified for radon testing.
All right.
You know, so that'll be a little bit down the road. But
so you can't, because I know when we had a home inspection, you know, 25 years ago, we bought the kit and then you mail it in. That's pretty accurate.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is there a better way to go about doing that? Do you call a company and then what?
There are companies that do it.
But if it's not in the
danger range, get the container, the self, where you test it yourself and send it in.
Because I think that's like $30 or $40 or something. But I realized, you know, now my husband has a studio in the basement. He's in the basement all the time. I'm not trying to kill him. Maybe.
That's nice.
You know, before, no one was really down in the basement. But now, does it dissipate as it gets up to the upper levels of the house?
It'll dissipate, yeah, but you still have the radon coming up. It's not good.
So is that something you should retest in, like, everybody listening, if they tested years ago and there was no issue, how often do you test?
If there's no issue, then you don't have to, don't worry about it. You know, but if you've tested before and you had, it showed.
I had some, but it was not in the dangerous.
Then retest again.
25 years later, should I have already done it?
Yeah.
And does it matter that, like, your neighbors have the units?
Well, that's an indication that
it's in the area.
You have the concentration.
In the soil.
Yeah.
All right, we're screwed. yeah. All right.
You should move.
Well, yeah.
Sell the house.
Honestly, Hochberg says that about everything, but I'm going to go home today and get a radon test and send it away.
There you go.
And then I'm going to freak out if it's, you know, in the danger zone, because I probably should have done it before. All right. So anyone listening, go get the test. Rosemary has called us 312-981-7200. Good morning, Rosemary.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I have issues with my local birds, and they decided to eat or peck away at the framing of the windows on the outside, and they've even stored their things that they need for nesting, and I've pulled out stuff from behind it. The storm windows are fine, but I don't know what to do with it, and of course I haven't issue with the boiler, and I have to find someone who deals with the boiler in a house.
All right, well, getting back to the birds, get one of those plastic owls. Won't that work?
Not for all the windows. I'll have to have an owl for each window.
They're hitting every window, huh?
Are you selling owls on the side, Wendy?
No, but I, you know, my husband is a Star Wars fan, and there's this little action figure called Watto, and we put that up on our porch on the wreath, and all of a sudden birds stopped nesting there. So it was afraid of it, and then I'm like, oh, I've seen the big owls, and I've also heard to hang aluminum foil, and that can kind of scare them away.
A rifle usually works pretty good,
too. No. So are you calling as to how to get the birds to stop bothering your windows, or how to get the windows repaired?
Both. How to repair what damage they've done.
Where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
We could come out and look and see what the damage is and give you an estimate and figure out.
Okay.
Would you necessarily need new windows, or just maybe perhaps you could repair?
We would have to look at it.
Yeah.
We would have to look
at it. No, I think the windows have been fine. I've not had any problems. My drapes do not go back and forth because of leakage whatever, drafting. But that seems to be the problem is the, you know, I'll flip up the shade and there's a bird looking at me from the
Okay. All right. Well, Rosemary, how does she contact you, John Rubino?
jrubino@cobblestoneremodeling.com.
Okay.
And send me an email, and I'll get back with you, and we'll come out and look at it.
Okay, that'd be fine. Okay. And then any thoughts on a boiler system?
We do have a crew that can come out and look at it at the same time.
Okay, sounds fine.
All right, Rosemary, good luck to you.
Yes, the only thing that's going in my favor is some birds do go south.
for winter, right. All right, well, good luck to you.
Are they ripping your screens at all?
No, we let her go. All right, well, and I know Lou Manfredini would have an answer to this about the bird, so I'm going to do some research during break. Not a rifle. Stop it with that already. News coming up next at 720 WGN. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Hello?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that's the other phone. You know, I'm doing fine. I just have a quick question concerning my dryer vent. We've been in the house since 78, and my husband and I have been able to, we did a little remodeling, and we had to move the dryer, and we moved the vent, and it's been working okay, and we clean it out and do whatever, but lately neither of us can do that anymore. We're getting a little older, and I'm just wondering what company I could call where they could come out and give me an estimate to completely redo the dryer vent. It's in a difficult spot. It's downstairs in the basement, and it comes out the side of the house by the steps. So I'm just wondering who I should call.
Well, you could call any local heating contractor. We'll come out and take care of that for you.
The thing is, they usually don't want to do the little jobs.
Well, I think this time of year they're really busy, but you know what? Let me give you my contact information. Where do you live?
I live in Bartlett.
Okay, yeah. Let me give you my contact information. Send me an email with your name and address on it, and let me see if I can get somebody for you out there.
Okay.
It's my cat. You ready to write?
Yes.
Okay. It's Rich, R-I-C-H, dot Dykstra, D-Y-K-S-T-R-A, dot L-L-C, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Right. Send me a note, and I'll research it for you.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I have two more questions.
Okay.
Is that with the Senator Plumbing, if I wanted a couple of faucets replaced at the same time, I mean, they would come out and replace the faucets for me?
Yes, absolutely. Are these faucets you're going to supply and just have us do the labor?
That's what I would think. Yeah, I'd have to go and see what I'd like. I'd like to change one or two out and... yes, I would have them here, and they would just have to be installed.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that for you. If you want to give us a call, are you ready to write this down?
I have 847-406-8883.
That is correct.
Oh, good. And one more question.
All right.
Precision Today, the duct cleaning.
Yes.
And... so that they would come out to do, and it would be anywhere from $5.95 to $6.95?
That's where it should be, yes. And
okay.
If you call them, then the gentleman that comes out can probably give you a figure on replacing that ductwork too, replacing the dryer vent.
Oh, so maybe I should call him first.
Yeah, give them a call, yeah.
Okay. You know what? Been so very, very helpful this morning. Thank you.
Mary, this is like a one-stop shop for you today.
I know.
Make sure.
Do you know what? I always listen to Lou Manfredini or whoever's there on Saturday mornings because it's so informative. And I just want to thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. And Lou's back next week. I listen to him every Saturday as well.
Okay. Have a great day, and thanks for all the info.
You're very, very welcome. Hey, I got a plumbing story for you that involves my sister, and it's just kind of a public service announcement. My sister needed a new kitchen faucet, so she called a plumber that she's been using for years. She may change to CenterGuard Plumbing, but here's the deal. She said, you know, I want to replace the faucet, and the guy said, okay, I'm going to go pick up a replacement at a big box store. He comes home and goes to install the faucet, and it was an old faucet put in a new box. And he's like, oh my God, somebody put this crappy old faucet and returned it. Let me bring it back. So he goes to the big box store again and buys another good faucet, you know? And he comes home and he opens it. Same thing. It was the same store. So somebody is buying new faucets, taking old crappy ones, putting them in a box and returning them. So my public service announcement is whoever's working at a store, you should probably check things that are being returned, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My question to you is, did the company charge her for those two trips back to the box store?
No. This guy Good. Was so nice.
Good.
I think what happened is she originally called to have him look at the faucet, and he goes, you're going to need a new one. I can go get it for you. I'll get one similar.
Right.
But I couldn't believe it happened twice. So people are, you know, changing out their faucets and then returning them. It's terrible.
I bought a Sawzall, I thought, at Home Depot. Brand new, got home, opened the box, no Sawzall in a box. I went back to Home Depot. I said, "You're not." Yeah, I wouldn't believe me, but I got to tell you. Yeah, I said, I bought this today. He goes, and there was no saw in the box? He said, you're the eighth person
okay,
that happened
this
to.
This was Home Depot, so yeah. With the faucet. So listen, if you work at Home Depot, I love it. I go shopping there, but
they were stealing them out of the box
yeah.
in the store, putting them in their coat, and putting the box back.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But also, like with an old faucet, somebody purchased it and returned it with the old faucet in it.
Yep.
And you know, hold the box and
the weight is there.
Right.
Yeah.
So just be careful. I don't, you know, and in fact, if you're at the store and you say something that this happened, could you ask them, the clerk, to open it in front of you just to make sure it's a
Absolutely.
Brand new one?
I always open the box.
Really?
Because it's happened to me.
I can't believe how dishonest people are.
Yeah. Well, look at it today. Before you went into the where all the electrical was, all the wiring, you could just grab the roll of wires and take them with you. They're all locked up now.
That's, well, good, because
The soldering, you know, if you go into plumbing, the soldering
rolls of solder,
they're all locked up now because one roll is about $70. And these guys are, and they're small. They can put them in their pocket. And they're all locked up now.
Everything. What the heck is wrong with people?
Yeah, tools, like Milwaukee tools.
Yeah.
Up to two before COVID, you walk in, you take whatever you want. Now you have to call so they've
unlocked it.
Walgreens,
for you.
The same thing. Look at bar soaps. Everything is all locked up.
Yeah.
Because people are walking away with this stuff.
Because we're all jerks. Stop being jerks, people. Yeah. That's all I got to tell you. All right. We will come back and take your calls. 312-981-7200. Fire prevention special for you. October is fire prevention month. So tune in next Saturday when Lou returns 6 to 10. House Smarts Radio. He has tips on keeping your family and home safe. Next Saturday's Fire Prevention Month show is sponsored by Arnold Electrical Services, keeping homes safe since 2008. You can visit them at arnoldelectricchicago.com. Also, First Alert, protect your whole home with safety you can trust. Visit firstalert.com. And by Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling, schedule your fireplace and furnace cleanings now at lindemann.com. All right. Our experts are with us today. John Rubino, Cobblestone Remodeling. Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, an HVAC expert. Retired HVAC expert, Rich Dykstra. You're enjoying your retirement?
I am.
All right. That's good to know. We have a call, 312-981-7200. Steve has called us this morning. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Wendy.
Did you have a question?
I sure do. Yeah, my question is this. I've got a chimney, and I'm looking for somebody that can maybe come out and put a sealant on the brick. There seems like some possibly leakage around the brick getting down. And then also putting like a new crown cap, I think it's called, or the resurfacing.
It's a chimney cap.
The top of the chimney.
Chimney cap, yes. So
yeah, I'm just wondering if there's anybody you guys could recommend that would do that work.
Where are you located, Steve?
Joliet.
Lindemann Chimney is always good.
I don't have to go that far south.
No?
I really don't know anybody that goes that far south. You know what? I think I do know somebody out there. You can email me your information, and I'll get back with you.
Okay. And that email is?
grubino@cobblestoneremodeling.com.
Okay, very
Jay,
good.
Right? Jay Rubino.
I'm sorry, Jay. I'm sorry, G.
Jay Rubino, J-R-U-B-I-N-O at cobblestoneremodeling.com.
Yes. Sorry about that.
You got that,
That's
Steve?
Good. We're good. That's great. Other quick question. The chimney basically is just used these days for a natural gas exhaust for the furnace and for the water heater. Is that something that I need to have cleaned or other than if I would have used wood burning?
It should be cleaned once in a while, and the liner should be checked once in a while as well because it depends on the liners. They do corrode.
Okay.
And then it prevents from breathing properly.
Okay, then I'll have a chimney service come out and inspect that. Then it sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Good luck.
Well, thank you.
Good luck.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. 502 has texted us and said about the birds that were pecking at the window mm-hmm. of our caller earlier. Mm-hmm. Place hanging aluminum foil on the edges of windows enough to allow them to blow in the breeze. Woodpeckers don't like the reflection, and. They also redirect them to a suet stand in your yard so they peck on that as opposed to wood framing. There's also been fishing line recommended so the birds can't get footing. And then someone said, oh, please answer the question about how to get rid of the birds because we string the fishing line like Lou suggested, but they just went to another window. So that sucks.
Right.
I don't have
rifle.
The answer for that.
Rifle.
And don't, I was going to say, don't say rifle again, although I think you said shotgun last time.
No, I said rifle.
Oh, okay. All right. I think we have time for today's last phone call. Lou's last call is sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you'll need to make. And it's another window question. And Catherine is on the line. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning, Wendy and team. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. Two flat brick building, 72 years old, the first floor back bedroom. One window faces north, one window faces east. From the top of the frame of the window, 6 inches down, the frame is separating from the drywall on each window.
That's weird.
Yes, it's just like a cracked egg. It doesn't go. It's just separating. I mean, the is that something? Can I go and buy putty or caulking and redo that myself?
Yeah, you could do it yourself. You can nail it back in. Is it oak?
No, it's not. I honestly don't know.
If it's 72 years old, it's probably 99% it's oak. So it's going to be very hard to nail it in without a nail gun. You have to
pre-drill.
Well,
but there are no nails in it. It's just glued. It's just putty. It's just caulked to the wall. The window frame is caulked to the wall.
I don't know. It's not like you could. Is there a certain type of clamp you can put on there? We only have about a minute left, but it seems that.
No, I mean you can. You could. You would probably have to take it out, clean it, and then re-caulk it with liquid nails. That's all.
Seeing it.
Well, you know what? Why don't you take some pictures and text them to me at 630-915-2574, and then I can give you a solution for it.
Do you have a pen? We can give you that number again.
630-915-2574.
Yeah, text him a picture, Catherine, because... Yeah.
Text several.
Yeah, hopefully he can help you. All right, we've got to run. Good luck to you, Catherine. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Rich Dykstra, thank you so much for coming up. You're the HVAC expert, and congratulations on your ring. You're a Carrier Hall of Famer. We really appreciate seeing you. Mike Epping, you can listen for him from Center Guard Plumbing. He will be on Home Sweet Home Chicago as well. How do people reach you?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Thank you much. And John Rubino, Cobblestone Remodeling, how do people reach you?
Just either email at jrubino@cobblestoneremodeling.com.
Okay.
And they can call me at 630-915-2574.
Thank you a million, you guys. Great time, great show. Lou Manfredini is back. Have a great weekend, everyone.